A painting by renowned American artist Mark Rothko, valued at up to 50 million euros, 42.5 million pounds, has been damaged by a child at the Museum Bijmans van Beuningen in Rotterdam. The artwork, gray, orange on maroon, number 8, suffered superficial scratches during what the museum described as an unguarded moment. A spokesperson for the museum confirmed that small scratches are visible in the lower, unvarnished portion of the canvas. The piece had been on public display in the depot, the museum's accessible storage facility. "We are currently researching the next steps for the treatment of the painting," the spokesperson said. Conservation expertise has been sought both in the Netherlands and internationally. Despite the damage, the museum remains hopeful. "We expect that the work will be able to be shown again in the future," the spokesperson added. Sophie McCallan, conservation manager at the Fine Art Restoration Company, noted that Rothko's modern unvarnished paintings are particularly fragile. "Even the smallest areas of damage are instantly perceptible," she said. "In this case, scratching of the upper paint layers can have a significant impact on the viewing experience of the piece," Ms. McCallan said. Johnny Helm, a market manager at the art restorers Plowden and Smith, said the incident raises concerns for UK institutions considering more open access displays. "How will this event affect other UK institutions who are opening up their archives in the same way?" he asked. Helm added that restoring a Rothko is no easy feat. His mixture of pigments, resins, and glues were quite complex. The lack of varnish makes it more vulnerable. The incident echoes a previous case in 2012 when another Rothko painting, black on maroon, was defaced at Tate Modern. The vandal, Vlodimir Yemenyak, was sentenced to 2 years in prison, and it took 18 months and roughly £200,000 to restore the work. The current damage is less severe, but experts acknowledge that even minor imperfections can significantly affect the viewing experience of Rothko's abstract pieces. Rachel Myrtle, head of specie and fine arts at insurance broker Aon, said that fine art policies generally provide comprehensive cover for physical loss or damage, including accidental harm caused by children or other visitors, although some exclusions may apply. In the event of damage, insurers typically assign a fine art loss adjuster to assess the situation on site. The adjuster will examine the artwork, review available CCTV footage to identify the cause, and explore appropriate conservation methods, Myrtle explained. The Museum Bijmans van Beuningen has not disclosed who might be held liable for the recent incident involving Rothko's 1960 work, reportedly acquired by the museum in the 1970s.